is my whole superstar. It's exactly 6 p.m. Central African time in the heart of Lusaka. If you're joining us, make sure that you get a stay here and be part of all the energy. Lusaka Radio on 7.7 anywhere in the world. Radio Box as well as our Radio Garden. It is now time we get to have all the news. Make sure that you get a stick around, fam. And to understand that we're all about you, you can simply get a contest on Facebook as Lusaka Radio on 7.7 and be part of the stories that are making headlines today. This is what's happening. Coming up next is the news.
Now, hear this.
We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows. Diverse personalities. The very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
News. 977 News. Whole day, every day.
A warm welcome to the Lusaka Radio Main News. In the headlines, the Chongwe Immigration Office secured the conviction of 6 male Burundian nationals for unlawful stay in Zambia following a well-coordinated enforcement operation. Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has handed over 15,000 kwacha empowerment funds to three groups, each to support alternative livelihoods and combat nature-based crimes in Mailo Chiefdom, Serenji District, Central Province. In international news, the UK has condemned the latest cash offer from Hong Kong authorities for people who help in the arrest of pro-democracy activists living in Britain.
977 News, all day, every day.
And now with the details, my name is Terence Makondo. The Chongwe Immigration Office secured the conviction of 6 male Burundian nationals for unlawful stay in Zambia following a well-coordinated enforcement operation. The suspects were apprehended on the 15th of July 2025, around 8 hours, during an operation conducted in Chongwe District. Immigration Department Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinga says the suspects were discovered operating grocery shops in the area without proper documentation when immigration officers, acting on a tip-off, requested them to produce their passports or any valid identity documents, which they failed to do. Nshinga says investigations revealed that all 6 individuals were Burundian nationals who had violated Zambian immigration laws by entering the country illegally through ungazetted ports of entry on various dates spanning between 2018 and 2025. He adds that the suspects had been residing and conducting business activities in Zambia without proper authority for extended periods, some for as long as 7 years, while operating commercial enterprises without the requisite immigration permits. Nshinga says on 24th July 2025, the Chongwe Magistrates Court convicted and sentenced each individual to pay a fine of 20,000 kwacha or serve a 6-month simple imprisonment, reflecting the serious nature of their immigration violations.
977 News.
Center for Environmental Justice, CEJ, has handed over 15,000 kwacha empowerment funds to three groups, each to support alternative livelihoods and combat nature-based crimes in Mailo Chiefdom, Serenji District, Central Province. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalo Mwape says the organization began operating in Serenji District in 2018 to address agriculture, environmental protection, climate change, water security, and energy issues. She says the organization is implementing the Resilient Initiative for Sustainable Environment, RISE, project funded by Bread for the World of Germany, one of whose components is economic empowerment to support household-level business plans. Mwape says the project promotes savings through village bank groups, giving support only when members show commitment and saving habits. Mwape urged participants to use the funds responsibly, saying the money is meant to help communities grow and improve their livelihoods.
For this Lana account in Serenge for that community fund. So ngatamule wesha ni shumwaishbo kwe vati, bari awa lenu, awa lelo lela, ngatabapokele ni shumwe womwewa lenga. In Sinazongwe, we supported 25 groups, so we are hoping that we can also support more groups in here. And the other thing is, if you perform very well, we help you to form cooperatives. Pakuti, mpia tule mipela ngama saving group sign, ngama wama cooperatives, tulachirapo, tualunda po tuwa mpele mpia ii kalamba. But mufwile mwalango kwe watri, na mkwata proper business plan. And for us, it's just to appreciate His Royal Highness Chief Milo for welcoming us in the chiefdom so that we can provide this support. Each group is going to receive 15,000 kwacha. Aba nenu pa kwamba tualeva pela ama 10, but we thought let's increase so that community groups can actualize their dreams and visions very well. Where you need the trainings from us, we will be there to provide that support.
And Chief Milo emphasized the program's seriousness and encouraged people to be committed to writing proper proposals and repaying loans. The traditional leader warned against misusing funds and stated that empowerment is meant to reduce nature-based crimes such as tree cutting, charcoal burning, and poaching. He reminded the community that climate change and drought are direct consequences of environmental harm. Chief Milo applauded the increase from 10,000 to 15,000 kwacha per group and stressed accountability from all beneficiaries.
Uyu musango mkwetu wako watama grants vani pela mkobo na kubati ninda la mashako wakana. Pari mailo na mailo amuatu aliro uyu musango na kufia isi kaku mitalala. Ikata neni ingesu wa sosa. Kesu huko pwedi nono edipantu kevonse valikwete. Nomba mwe nami letela abantu temba lero mkobo nako meko wala mpele ndalama isi ndalama nangwama efforts nde panga ni mfumye nuku mifuwa hilo uikashi wakwe vati mfumye kumisangwe hivi na mumonesho baba mumonesho baba hivi mba singi sana mwaikala hapa mteke omutimo kumelenga mwala sangati mesimi kituko puta ulechitala na omulimo wavo baloresha kufia environment. Ukutema ule fimu tine keli.
977 News.
Zambia has made a significant mark on the international stage by participating in the first ever Global Small and Medium Enterprises SME ministerial meeting held in Johannesburg from July 22nd to 24th, 2025. The event brought together government officials, business leaders, and stakeholders from around the world to discuss strategies for enhancing the growth and sustainability of SMEs. Representing Zambia was the Director General of the Zambia Developmental Agency, Albert Haluampa, along with the ministry's chief economist, Chinyanta Chigula. In his address, Haluampa underscored the Zambian government's commitment to supporting SMEs, disclosing that the meeting was provided, has provided a valuable platform for Zambia to engage with global partners and stakeholders on promoting SME development. He says the meeting yielded several key outcomes that align with Zambia's priorities for SME growth, which included SME competitiveness, emphasizing on enhancing the competitiveness of SMEs through improved access to finance, digitization, and the adoption of green sustainable practices and efficient technologies.
Credible, accurate business news.
Ndola City Council has successfully commissioned and handed over 8 development projects valued at over 3.3 million kwacha under the Ndola Central Constituency Development Fund, CDF, advancing President Hakainde Hichilema's vision of grassroots empowerment through decentralization. In addition, the empowerment grants amounting to 2,478,000 kwacha have been dispersed to 147 community groups supporting local entrepreneurship and self-reliance. Among the key projects handed over is an office block, a borehole, soakaway system and electrical posts at Ndola Remand Correctional Facility. Built over a century ago for 70 inmates, but now housing over 300, the facility will benefit from improved